Live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm just going to take the list of things I don't understand today in no particular order, which is going to go more or less at random. A, I don't understand how you get a job reporting for CNN Radio when you describe the fire as moving, quote, more faster when it's going uphill. Here's the second thing. I don't understand how, as we just heard in the news moments ago in Yakima, or Yakima, as some people say. Isn't that what you were talking about?
That's correct, yes.
Where visibility is, quote, below zero. Now, unless you're looking and seeing things behind you, or seeing things that happened in the past, or if it's actually just burning the retinas off of your eyes, I don't really understand how visibility could, realistically speaking, be below zero. But, you know, that's okay. I'm willing to move past that. The third thing, I think, I swear to God, now I can't actually say that this is true absolutely, but I'm more or less certain that I heard during the top of the hour George Bush give some sort of a press conference in which he instructed someone to, quote, finish the job. Which sounds a lot like some guy is going to come and pull your spine out and wave it around Mortal Kombat style. Don't get me wrong. That sort of does give you a, you know, it does give you kind of a whole different way to look at our president.
Finish him!
That's exactly what I'm... It's... Left, left, right, punch, duck, duck, duck. Fatality. All right. It's 3 minutes 45 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of October in the year of our Lord, 2003. It's a Rick Emerson Show. It's Wednesday, live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. We're here with F. Matt Peterson, Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley. We are now one day, we're now, I don't know, what, about 31 hours, away from Listener Party 4, the greatest party in the history of the world. Listener Party 4, Halloween Hangover, coming tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the New Phoenix Casino in La Center, Washington. One day away is what we are. And it's just like a snowball going downhill. We've just started to pick up momentum, speed. Everybody, people are crawling out of the woodwork to go to this. Trying to find out all the details about it.
Not really so much like a snowball going downhill. It's like you're standing on top of a hill and you trip. And you start to tumble slowly, and then you pick up that momentum.
And you become the ball.
And you become the ball. We're out of control at this point, tumbling down the hill. So.
All right. So we're one day away. I want to stress a couple things that we'll hit later on in the show. A lot of people asking if it's 21 and over. It is not. It is 18 and over. Obviously, you can't get liquored up and whatnot if you're 20. But, you know, that's what, you know, one takes one's trade-offs in life. So it is 18 and over, though. We got a bunch of people emailed that are like 20, you know, 19, whatever. Yeah, it is 18 and over. You're under 21, but over 18, you can still go. People want to know what the cover is. There is no cover. It is absolutely free. You just walk up, and you walk right in. And the only thing that we're talking about as far as being on a list is VIP tickets. We've got a handful of those. We're going to be giving away the rest of those tonight at Les Schwab between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Details on all that to come. Coming up this hour in the Rick Emerson Show, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop is going to be here. Coming up today, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine performing live in studio. A little preview of what's going on tomorrow. We're going to be talking to all six of the 1080 girls today. I think most of them are going to be in the studio, kind of in their outfits for the party. We'll be able to give you a preview of that. Coming up,
I think we have a working camera today.
We may, in fact, also have pictures of, I think, most, if not all, of the 1080 girls today in their listener outfits. We've got, I don't know how many times you're allowed to say that you've got the greatest top five in the history of the program in 1 month, but we're now going on the third one, following in the footsteps of Chuck Berry and Weird Al Yankovic. Today we've got, wait for it, the top five Tim Riley Factor songs of all time coming up today. Top five songs recorded by the cultural and musical force, nay, juggernaut, known as the Tim Riley Factor. It is all coming up. We are one day away from the listener party. Your phone calls at 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Gangsta. Gangsta.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be new.
How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on 9-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, but I got the traffic from Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think? Yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
He's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
He's not having it. The radio gangster.
And now, it's not just news, it's News with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Gee whiz, quiet on broadcasting. Yeah, it's it feel like you're at CBS, you know, doing War of the Worlds or something with Orson Welles. There's musicians and everything moving in and out here.
They're all kinds of band contraptions on the floor in here.
Seriously, you can never really adequately describe what it's like to lift the actual rock of Sisyphus until you had to, like, carry in this bass amplifier today, which I don't even know how Sarah got it in the friggin' car. Sarah rolls up today in her car with her dainty little lady-like hands, apparently having gotten this into the back seat somehow. And I had to lug it up. Man, I nearly dislocated my shoulder dragging this thing up here. So
that's what I thought it was a humidifier or something.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, there's no words. We want to thank, right up front, we want to thank Justin and the guys from 800 Octane for hooking us up with a couple amplifiers, and Nate and the rest of the good folks in the Altar Boys for helping us cover the rest of that, as well as Beaverton Music, et cetera, so on and so forth. More whoring and shameless plugging to come.
Well, hopefully there'll be something special for those Altar Boys later.
Yes.
Let's see, what else do we have? Let's get right to the news, shall we? A massive bubble of gas that could cause havoc in power grids and satellite systems hit the Earth's magnetic field this morning and is likely to have the biggest impact in Alaska and the Far East. Scientists said the cloud of charged particles unleashed has a hyperactive speed. It's known as a coronal mass ejection. It's traveling 5 million miles an hour. Meteorologist Rob Marcio explains exactly what I just said.
What we call a coronal mass ejection, and the more intense the ejection, the faster it travels. This one traveled at about 5 million miles an hour, so it got here in less than 24 hours, and it interacts with the magnetic field, which typically kind of protects us. The more intense the storm, the more of that mass actually gets through the field. And this one, as mentioned, the third largest in recent memory.
And we care about this. Why? What is it going to do to us?
It's going to blow us all to smithereens.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, so we should be warned.
So I'll be late on paying my cable bill this month.
He explains the northern lights that this causes to CNN's Kira Phillips.
I tell you, it's the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. It's like angels dancing in the sky.
But this thing, pretty poetic.
Yeah, that's the only way
I can
describe it.
He's a sensitive guy, too.
I am, at heart.
Okay, why don't you go make a quiche or something? I don't think I've ever in my life... Is that the Aurora...
Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
Brian Boitano or whatever it is. I've never seen that my whole life. Do you have to live in, like, Nome or something to see that?
No,
It actually was visible here last weekend.
No.
If you were up about midnight or so.
Like from downtown?
Well, no, you pretty much have to get out of the city because there's too much light downtown. It's sort of distort. But if you got out of the city and... up into the hills or whatever, you could see it faintly.
So Hicks and Eskimos basically can see this.
Yeah, that's really how it works.
So if you're living on an ice floe somewhere, you're going to have something great to watch.
Most like deer and stuff out in the wilderness could see it.
Great. All right.
So if you have a satellite, it may cause satellite interruptions or cell phone interruptions today.
I don't know. It's going to screw with my recording of... never mind.
Yep, it's going to happen.
I don't want to talk about it. All right.
On the campaign trail, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean tried to be all things except George W. Bush to all voters on the fundraising stops in Boulder and Denver. The PAC-leading Democrat hit all the marks, courting fiscal conservatives, social liberals. He bashed the war, pumped up his plans for universal health care, renewable energy, and more investment in schools, highways, broadband, internet, et cetera, et cetera. He called himself a metrosexual. A buzz phrase for straight men in touch with their feminine side as he touted his accomplishments in equal justice for gay and lesbian couples, but then he waffled. I'm a square, he declared, after professing his metrosexuality.
Never call yourself a metrosexual. I don't care how fashionably you dress. I don't care what kind of stylish haircut you got. You call yourself that, it's going to get hung around. It's going to get hung around his neck. I'm making a call right now. He said that where?
In Boulder, Colorado.
See, Boulder, Colorado, those are the salt of the earth. Aren't they those God-fearing people in Boulder?
I think there are a lot of pot smokers there. That's where Mark and Mindy lived.
It's Boulder. So Boulder's a liberal place. I'm just saying that's going to be one of those things that's going to get dragged out, and Karl Rove's going to stick that in a campaign ad somewhere. That's going to end up being in some right-wing rag, ends up in your mailbox.
And he said, I like rapper Wyclef Jean, and everyone thinks I'm very hip, but I'm really a square.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I don't even watch television. I've heard the term metrosexual, but I don't know what it means.
All right. South Park, by the way, did a really blistering attack on the whole metrosexual phenomenon last week. But that's the second time he's made that Wyclef Jean comment. They said that. Didn't he say that in the primaries or something? When somebody asked him somebody asked Dean who his favorite musician was, he said, Wyclef Jean. And there was, like, widespread snickering in the audience, because it's obviously something that's been fed to him by a 22-year-old college sophomore that thinks it's going to make him look like a hepcat or something.
It's almost time to rock the vote, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Halloween's going to be a lot of work for pizza delivery boys and girls. According to research by Domino's Pizza, this year's holiday has the potential to be the busiest night of the year for pizza deliveries since it falls on a Friday night. How did they figure that? Domino's alone expects to deliver 1.4 million pies across the U.S. That's 200,000 more than they deliver on Super Bowl Sunday, the biggest day for pizza delivery so far.
You know, I think about this stuff a lot. Did you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever have this whole thing? Maybe I'm the only one who did this. I remember being in school. Do they still do Halloween stuff at school for kids? Do they still do,
I don't know.
Candy? And Sarah, you were in grade school just, like, not too long ago. When you were in grade school, what did they do on Halloween? Did they have just like a day off where you just hung out and they like
yeah, well,
fed you crap?
We'd have Halloween parties.
Yeah, and they did.
And everyone would bring in candy and we'd have a party.
Now, when you were growing up,
you'd all dressed up and trick or treat from classroom to classroom.
Were you always kind of secretly bitter or not so secretly bitter when Halloween would fall on like a Tuesday or something? Did you always long for it to be on a Friday like I did?
It was a disappointment because you want to have that party at the weekend.
Because when you're a kid, you don't really understand like the concept of a 3-day weekend is still a little tenuous in your brain. But you understand that a Friday is better than a Thursday. You understand the idea of getting all ramped up for a holiday and then having to come back the next day. I remember when I was in about second grade, being all pissed off that I had to come to school after staying up late for Halloween, and my mom going, well, that's because Halloween is on a Wednesday. And calculating out of my head that the entire time, I mean, I was really just a bizarre little kid. I couldn't have been more than, what, 7 or 8? But I remember calculating out of my head that the entire time I was of, like, you know, trick-or-treating age, Halloween was only going to come on a Friday once. And then concluding at that point that it was... It's just proof that God hated me in some really real way.
Time for the battle watch.
Here's your battle watch for Wednesday on the Rick Emerson Show.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Richard Nunn is here, isn't he?
Yes.
We'll speak with him shortly.
I think it's entirely possible Richard Nunn's a metrosexual. You look at that guy. That's a guy who knows how to put an outfit together. It's a guy who looks more stylish than any of us here.
Yeah, looks like he'd go fishing.
Richard Nunn, you ought to put the, you know, Richard Nunn and Sarah, you know, they look like it'd be one of those power couples, you know, on the cover of some Scientology magazine, explaining how you can have, you know, virtuous and clean-cut living or something. I don't know, it's just a thought.
Well, 700 Oregon National Guardsmen leave the state tomorrow for training at Texas, followed by doing time in Iraq. They gathered together in Lane County today for encouraging words from the governor that nobody bothered to record, and a wedding of one of their own troops. The blushing bride was asked, why are you getting married now before he's being shipped out to Iraq?
Partly because of the timing and where he's going, and then partly because we've waited 7 years.
I need health coverage to remove my corns.
The groom says it just has to be done.
Even family period is the hardest part. It's something that's got to be done, and I try to impart that on my kids, because we've talked about, you know, what if Dad doesn't come home?
That's cheery. Thanks.
The Supreme Court of Afghanistan is condemning the appearance of the first Afghan woman in an Afghan beauty contest.
Do Afghan wigs and rugs come from Afghanistan?
That's a good question. I'm not trying to be silly.
It's a legitimate question.
Give it to me one more time.
Do Afghan rugs and such come from Afghanistan?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I bet the like original Afghan rugs probably did.
What now you, they're made in China.
What you buy now is an Afghan.
Now they're made by Puffy's kids.
But for 24 cents, as long as they get the 50 a day.
10 cents a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I bet at some point that's probably where the origin of
all
them
right.
is.
It's one of those things I wonder about. I'm sorry. The Miss Afghan, what?
Yes. The 23-year-old has been living in the United States since the 1990s. She said she entered the Miss Earth pageant to show the world a different image of Afghan women. She wore a red bikini during a recent public appearance with her fellow contestants in the pageant. But the Afghan court says such a display of the female body goes against Islamic law and the Afghan culture. So much for liberating them.
You know, the Afghan court can pound it.
I mean, they don't even have a ball of twine to make an Afghan anymore.
I mean, you know, and I'm going to say this again. You know, some cultures and viewpoints are just friggin' stupid. What is it? What are they lodging? The court is lodging a complaint. Why?
The display of the female body goes against Islamic law and Afghan culture.
You know, that culture, you know, that's just wrong. It's wrong and
people
it's retarded.
Live underneath rocks with scorpions.
Seriously, it makes people eating balls of dirt for a living. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's just, you know, there's some cultures and some countries and some ways of life are good and some are just dumb. And that one right there, dumb. You know, any culture that tries to remove your access to hot women, you know, or women at all, that's a culture you don't want any part of. There's a little litmus test. You know, people, if you're searching, look, I know that the search for, you know, man's meaning and man's relationship to man and self-actualization. Yeah. I know that these things are not confined to people who go to Reed College, right? There's people all over the world wondering, what is it all about? Am I on the path to righteousness? Am I on the correct path for my life and my existence on this planet, hurtling through space in relationship to God, to philosophy, to the cosmos, to the existential nature of being? Here's the thing. If you're part of any culture that tries to restrict your access to breasts and butts, you're in the wrong culture. Move. Wherever you go is going to be better. You could pick another country at random. You could just throw darts at the freaking Atlas, and wherever you move is going to be better. That is all ye know and all ye need know.
And those are words to live by. And that's today's Battle Watch.
There's your Battle Watch. We got more around the corner. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Americans play to win all the time. Americans love America. We have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It is it's a hub, a hive, a nucleus, a nexus of activity here.
It feels like the day before Christmas.
It really does. I mean, there's like 43 people at the studio today. So it's just Richard Cheese, Launching Against the Machine, going to be here joining us shortly. And unbelievably, we've got, I don't even think half the people that are going to be here are here. We got the 1080 girls are all going to be here later on. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Later on, top five Tim Riley Factor songs of all time.
We thought it was like an intern moving the equipment around. Turned out to be just a regular old thief.
Yeah, we got response to the video we posted yesterday. We're going to read here in a while. And we got some great hate mail today. I got this. I mean, you know, the thing is, the hate mail, we've really got a diminishing amount of hate mail in recent months. And I've started to think that I was doing something wrong. But then one like this comes in and makes up for all of it.
Is that the same one that got CC'd to me?
Nathan.
Yeah, that's a great piece of mail.
It really was. We'll get to that later. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. I'll forward it to him. Meteorologist of the Stars, Fox 12 Storm Team, Richard Nunn. How are you, man?
I'm good, but I technically am not part of the Fox 12 Storm Team anymore.
Really? Why not?
My duties have now been delegated to a co-host of Good Day Lifestyle.
They're fools. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know, we took the station to the top, and apparently Fox in Portland here is designed to lose money. So they decided, get rid of the ratings. Let's just put on... No, I'm just joking. They it was a freelance position.
Could you try not to attract so many viewers? We're getting all this mail.
No, that's why they put it. So now Saturday mornings, that's where I am.
Are we? Yeah, I think I.
What time was that program on?
I think I've worked for that company.
It begins in the morning and finishes somewhere by mid morning.
We believe in trying to get as few people to know about you as possible.
I mean, it could be worse. I was watching the 5 a.m. news on News Channel 8, and their meteorologist Dave something or other. Anyway, he was choking out of the air, and he said it was because he ate some wheat toast. So he just stood there choking while
somebody
at a weatherman.
Maybe he'll be dead.
So I couldn't stand on camera.
What did you make that guy some wheat toast?
I couldn't stand on camera one time because I had too much bran, you know. So I had to run.
I had a general manager one time that actually I asked him if we were going to do any promotion like bus boards, and he goes, "Why would you want to do that?" You know, like. Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll leave.
Thought we'd get some people. No, Good Day Lifestyles is actually going well. The ratings are coming up, and it's the only show, I think, on Saturday mornings between 8 and 10 that you can learn how to plant a pumpkin, grow the pumpkin to maturity, use the pumpkin as a decoration this time of year, and then cook the pumpkin into a delicious pumpkin pie.
Good Day Lifestyle sounds like some sort of tips on how to design like a wife swapping, you know, like a conversation pit at your wife swapping party or something.
I think that's going to be my role, actually.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. So
maybe that's why it's on so early.
Playing to your strengths. So now you are, you know, you're not only the official meteorologist here, but you're of course you're the only guy on TV that does the weather that anybody should watch. Everybody else can pound it; they're all tools. Nobody knows what they're doing. Everybody else, you can tell they get that kind of squinty, sort of vaguely shifty look in their eyes that you can tell that they're just making stuff up because they don't know what they're saying is correct or not.
Yeah, they're blinking way too fast, swallowing way too often.
Yeah,
yeah. Awkward pause swallowing to like,
and you can
like that.
Like every time when they turn, they hit the little clicker thing or whatever they do to change the, you know, the display behind them. It's like you can tell that they're just, please be there, please don't screw up, I won't be able to wing it. So.
Well, you know, I'm still sending email out to all the other non-meteorologists so they'll have a, you know, an accurate forecast.
Good for you.
I look out for all of the metro area.
Just a short while here, we'll be talking to CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, and then we've got the more coming up later on. Let's do that now. So let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Our man in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent, a man of the world, James Roop. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, eyes are burning, throat sore, nose is running. How are you?
Sounds like you ought to you find a different class of girl to hang out with.
Hey, you're on meth, too?
Yes. Start hanging out a different street corner, my friend. Where are you at right now?
L.A., northern part of L.A. County, Stevenson Ranch.
Okay, so let's just return to the question we've been asked the last couple of days. How's things going down there?
Right now, it's pretty bad here. Just a few hours ago, maybe just an hour or so ago, everything was kind of calm right here, and everybody was sort of happy. Then all of a sudden, I don't know if the wind shifted really. It must have, because the wind kicked up, and then all of a sudden, they're telling people to get out. There's a dramatic stand going on right now, the southern flank of this development, called Stevenson Ranch, near Simi Valley, and, we're just sort of watching all this develop, and turned all of a sudden, so the flames are, some of these flames are incredibly high, but they're heading this direction. I guess the idea now is just to fend off the flames, and they burned off a lot of it last night, so hopefully it won't cross the street.
Now they said, I was watching CNN this morning, and they said that the flame, I guess this should have occurred to me before as being really obvious, but the fire burns faster, or in the words of your CNN radio correspondent, it burns more faster uphill. That's a class act, by the way. You guys are running at the top of the hour. It burns faster because because heat rises. I mean, I guess I should have figured that out, right?
Yes, it will move quicklier.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does. If there is no wind, it climbs hills. Fire normally burns uphill, and it burns uphill quickly, especially if there is no wind. And that's sort of just the characteristic of fire. I don't really know the explanation of it, but that's just what happens. Fire burns quicker uphill than it does downhill.
Yeah, so how many houses gone now? 3,000?
Oh, at the very least. I honestly don't know the exact count. I haven't been privy to that. I know more than 600,000 acres have burned. Last count I heard was about 2,500 homes, but it may well have gone up. Surely it's gone up. I mean, there are homes burning right now in front of me, so that definitely has gone up.
We're sitting here in the studio with also our good friend Richard Nunn, who's our meteorologist here from Fox 12. Now, what Santa Ana winds, Richard, what does that actually mean?
The high pressure that gave us that pleasant break just over the last couple of days was actually situated more over Nevada and southern Idaho. And what happens, the counterclockwise winds, it gives us an onshore flow. It gives southern, because it rotates clockwise, the wind around a high pressure, it gives offshore flow. What happens is the wind comes down the mountains. Compressional heating takes place because the air density changes with height.
Yeah, it compresses. It comes through the canyon.
Yeah, so it really compresses. It's also known as the Venturi effect, which is kind of like putting your thumb over the end of a garden hose. It helps accelerate it. So what happens is you have compressional heating, so that's a drying factor. It will dry out an already pretty arid landscape, and on top of that, it's a pretty warm wind. So you have two methods of dehydrating and drying the atmosphere. Then you introduce flame into it. That superheats everything. Yeah. That's why you see those tornadoes that form within the fire, just rapidly rising heat. And they measure fire distance in what's known as a chain. It's about 66 feet. And fire uphill will spread it twice, even three times the chain length of a ground fire.
Yeah, he explained it more better than I can.
Well, more better.
Wait, how many of those? How many firefighters are working down there now? And are these, have these guys had a break at all, or are these guys who are fighting the fire today, have they been the guys who are doing it for 2 or 3 days in a row?
They've been here for 2 or 3 days. These guys are exhausted. They're catching 15-minute, half-hour cat naps on people's porches, for crying out loud, and no sleeping bags. Most of them are here a little unprepared, but they're doing what they can, sleeping under the engines when they can at night, or taking a break on people's porches as the evacuations continue. So they are exhausted, that's for sure. Once in a while, they'll bring them a sandwich or two, but for the most part, these guys are working. I don't know how they're I don't know what their fuel system is. I don't know how they're doing.
Marshmallows and Franks. Yeah. I mean, they're so close to the fire line, they're roasting while they're working.
Sing a few songs, get a guitar.
It
says on CNN that the Simi fire is 25%. Contained, which of course is another way of saying that it's 75% still out of control.
Absolutely, so. And from where I'm standing, it looks like it's nowhere near contained.
Let me ask you this.
Coming in this direction.
Today is Wednesday. If I was to ask you right now, is this still going to be burning next Wednesday? What would you say?
I would say yes.
Oh God.
Yeah. I don't understand how they can even define containment in a fire that is spreading the way that this one is. It's almost haphazard. As the wind shifts, there's a brand new fire line. Containment usually being they're starting to get a handle on that fire line. I don't even know how they would start clearing for a project like that when you're talking 600,000 acres.
It's a mess. I honestly, people have come up to me all morning long and said, hey, you're a reporter. What's going on? How's this fire? How's that fire?
Everything's
it's
on
hard
fire.
To explain to people that I'm in this one area. I don't really know what's going on in San Diego or going on in the mountains right now, but right here it's a mess.
And this is in New Mexico now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, a couple of people died in Mexico as a result of the fire.
This is just the beginning of the mess, too. When the rain comes in, your late season, early winter rain, all of that ash is going to come down, so you're going to have silt going into the river.
Mudslides.
Yeah, exactly. You're losing everything that holds that sand together.
Well, at this point, they'd love that to be the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a job for the foreseeable future, though, Jim. So.
Yeah, I guess this is job security.
You want to close on a house, I'd do that right about now these days. All right. CNN radio correspondent Jim Rupp in L.A. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. By the way, if you want to donate to the American Red Cross, you can go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW. All right. God damn, this is a terrible scene, Dad. This is like the worst thing I've ever... I mean, and I know it's the costliest fire they've got so far. I don't know if it's the worst in terms of acreage right now, but... Yeah.
This San Diego fire break brought to you by Stay Puft.
I mean, that's all it is, man. It's just not... Well, I mean, Hendry. God, did you hear Hendry last night, this morning? Was it Bobby and Steve Dooley? Was that who was on Henry last night?
So, yeah.
All right. I kind of follow Henry when Henry's making fun of it, then I feel like it's okay for me to slip in the jibe now and again. We got Californians that listen to the show, so I don't want to, I hope that my listeners are getting killed down there.
Even Leno was cracking on it. Was it last night? Yeah, I think it was last night. I was flipping through, and I was shocked to see, here he is in L.A.
Right.
And he was joking about the San Diego fires, talking about the dust and... The ash and debris and making jokes about it all the way. So
well, and he's right there in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
And it's like right. It's pretty much on top of. Is he in Burbank? Where
is he? He's in Burbank.
Burbank hardly ever burns. That's why he probably feels safe doing that.
Everything there is paved and hideous.
Yeah.
We got this. This is interesting. Attention, Sarah Dillon. This is an interesting email. Rick, I work for the man, and the man is keeping me down. I'm scheduled to work in Eugene tomorrow. There's no way I can make the bus in time. Please give my 2 bus tickets to someone deserving. P.S. F. Matt with someone deserving.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
So I could use a couple of bus tickets. Yeah. Oh, this is a different bus.
Yeah, it's a guy named Anthony. So if you got a guy named Anthony down there for 2 tickets, Anthony's not going to be able to make it.
That's a man with heart right there, Tony. Way to go, buddy.
Oh, we went
up for the team.
We want to give it up to, by the way, to Corey and Eli. Corey and Eli, who we ran into last night at Fred Meyer up on 82nd. Sarah and I were up there buying some stuff for the, right? Is it Fred Meyer on 82nd? Is that where
we're? Yeah, it was Eli. I remember Corey.
That was his kid.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just making stuff up. I was high. No, that was Eli. It was a little kid. He was pushing another
little
cart. Yeah,
and he was sad that he couldn't go because he had to work.
Because he's
really
also being kept down by the man. Stupid, lousy man. The man who will be the first against the wall when the revolution comes. All right, so hey to y'all. All right. Well, that was a good way to kill a segment. Okay, we're going to come back. We got Richard Nunn here as well as Tim Riley coming up later on. The 1080 Girls, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. Top five Tim Riley Factor songs of all time. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Richard Nunn from Fox 12. Also, Tim Riley, Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson. Later on, 1080 Girls are going to be here in costume, I believe. Tomorrow, former producer emeritus Christina Carlson is going to be here with us. And somebody else. Who else is going to be here
somebody
tomorrow?
Somebody else is going to be here tomorrow?
I swear to God there's going to be somebody else here tomorrow, but I can't think of who it is. Somebody, like, just sent me an email today, like, oh, I'll be in the...
Okay, I don't have anybody else on my list, so...
Because we don't have enough happening this week.
You know.
This week is just, it's been very low-key and uneventful.
We're trying
so far
to challenge ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get to that hate mail later on. Richard Cheese, Lounge Against the Machine, going to be performing as well. Hey, don't forget, the listener party is tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the New Phoenix Casino in La Center, Washington. Tonight, though, is your last opportunity to get some VIP passes. You can still get in tomorrow. You know, you just come on in, walk right up to the door. 18 and over, they'll let you in, so you got to have ID with you. But VIP pass is going tomorrow, or tonight, rather, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Les Schwab, 917 Northeast Minnehaha Street. Just stop. Why do you got to do that every time I say that? It's an embarrassing enough street name as it is. It's like those guys in... What was that story we had? Those people in Britain that live in, like, Ass Street or, you know, like, Butt Clown Street or whatever
it was. It was Butthole Road.
Butthole Road.
Yeah.
So, you know, Minnehaha. I know it means something in, you know... It means small laugh.
Laughing something, laughing, you know, wind or laughing river or whatever, you know, he said it was.
Whatever. I mean, it means something to the, you know, like, Squinala Polish tribe of, you know, whatever, someplace. You know, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying it's embarrassing. Anyway, so there, 917 Northeast Minnehaha. Tonight, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Vancouver, we're going to be giving away Richard Cheese and Lance Against the Machine CD. He's going to be drawn for 20 pair of VIP tickets. You must be present to win. That's at 6 p.m. Matt and I are going to be doing that tonight. And then listener party tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Richard Cheese sticking his head in the door. What?
Are we on yet?
I thought you were still getting liquored up on the hallway.
Okay, just checking.
All right, there you go. Okay. So let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show now. So our friends Jen and Gary from Alternative Tattoo, I'm going to bring you guys out for just a second. A, because I know you're going to be at the listener party tomorrow, and B, because now, am I wrong about this? Are we going to the listener party tomorrow in a hearse?
Yes.
All right. So you guys are providing a hearse to us?
Yeah.
All right. So do you just own a hearse? It's just like a matter of business or something?
We bought it about 5 years ago.
Where does one buy a hearse?
Bought it in Dallas.
I mean, do you see that? I mean, you see that in the paper or something, or do you just?
Yeah, we looked for it for a long time. It was just like, I finally watched Harold and Maude enough times. It snapped, and I go, I need a hearse.
Yeah, do you get a lot of chicks with a hearse? Well, I guess probably. You guys are together, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, never mind. You can tell me later, Gary.
He does get a lot of chicks.
Really? I bet there's a whole... I've known a lot of girls in my life that probably would have given it up if I'd had a hearse. You know what I mean? As it was, I had like a Maverick, you know, and that didn't really work.
It wasn't really the catnip for the ladies. But, I mean, you have a hearse. I bet there's a lot of girls out there. Girls?
You know, my BMW worked fairly well.
Why don't you shut your hole? Why don't you shut your head?
I mean, it was no Maverick or anything.
You know
what
would work really well is if you just shut the hell up. That's what would work really well for you right now. Anyway, as I was saying before, there's a whole kind of niche of girl, and probably guy too. Well, there's the Herald, but there's a whole niche of girls that are like, especially when they're like high school and then college, where they're just really into cemeteries. Like the number of girls I knew that wanted to go, like, well, where should we go tonight? You know, Lucinda. Well, let's go hang out in the cemetery, like for reasons. I mean, I'm all for that, like whatever gets them to, you know, be in my presence. But there's a lot of girls that have a thing for cemeteries for reasons that I was really never able to figure out.
Sex.
So.
It's about sex. It's a sex thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now why?
I don't know, but it's like, you go to a cemetery, it's dark, it's spooky, and that's the best time to
have
sex.
Yeah, but so
quiet
was my,
and peaceful.
So was my basement, you know?
Yeah, but it's
so the inside of a steamer trunk. You don't want to have sex there.
I guess the aesthetics aren't there, though.
No. All right. Not well, amazing. Okay. Is it all just like the gigantic marble things that are erect and upright all around you? Is it being just laying there in a
yes.
giant field of marble palaces? Okay. Well, that would be my guess. I mean, I don't know. So, all right. So you guys run Alternative Tattoo?
Yes.
If people want to come down and have their flesh emblazoned with something.
Right.
You know, right. Perhaps my face. How do they get a hold of you guys?
They can call us. Our number is 503-293-3805.
All right. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, we're located at 4642 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
All right. Do you have a website?
It's not up yet.
Wait, come on. You got to live in the now.
Let's, I know.
Let's
I can't
step
live
into
the
21st
now.
Century,
I
shall we?
I can't live in the now.
All right.
I just
busy having
how
sex
to...
in cemeteries.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Alternative Tattoo, give the phone number one more time.
503-293-3805.
Okay. And so the address is, physical address?
4642 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway on Portland's west side.
All right. And then there'll be... And so then the hearse will be here tomorrow. So there's a limo and
the
a hearse.
The hearse is here today.
The hearse is here today.
Step over to your window and look outside. It's right out there.
Yeah. Look to the left.
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah, I can't see
it.
Yeah.
You can see it from the other window.
All I can see is the huge row of SUVs outside owned by the salespeople. Yeah. So I got nothing.
We also are giving away, for tomorrow night, we're going to give away two $100 gift certificates for tattoos.
Now, how much tattooing would $100 get you?
A pretty decent sized tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, you could get all sorts of things, flies coming out of your butt.
Well, okay. We're just going to move on from that image. Let me ask you this. I was watching a porn film once,
okay.
And there's a guy who had an intimate area of his body. Mm-hmm. You might say just it was the extremity of extremities with a tattoo. And, okay, my question is, first of all, do you get people want to do stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. She says breathily. Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes. And so... My question is, this is a family program, of course, so my question is, when he gets that done, is that done in a relaxed state or in a state of tumescence?
Personally, I haven't done one in that area.
Oh, don't lie to me, Gary.
But I've...
The guy came in, he said, I want this
done
to my...
You have to wrap it around, like...
I want
I
my Sweeney tattooed. I mean, yeah. Does he have to be, you know, relaxed?
I would think so.
Maybe it's a vice.
It's not very pleasant, so they are relaxed.
Well, that part I kind of was able to figure out.
You kind of have to grab it and twist.
Well,
I'm not kidding, like you do.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to move on now.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, Gary and Jen, you guys are going to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, Gary and Jen from Alternative Tattoo. Thank you, guys. All right, there you go. Provider, the Hearsebringers, Gary and Jen. We'll put a link. We'll put a link or you know description of your address and your phone number, all this stuff on the website. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, let's see what else we have here. Arnold Schwarzenegger is on Capitol Hill today, trying to get help for California.
The most important thing, as Governor Davis has told me, and before I left California for Washington, is. To get those one-stop centers set up, so people have right away a place to go where they can apply for the loans or for grant money.
Ted Kennedy has high hopes for the newest member of the Kennedy clan to be elected to public office.
I think Governor Schwarzenegger is doing very well, and he's.
I'm required to say this.
Members of the delegation with the leadership here, and he's done that up in Sacramento. So he's doing very very well.
Arnold,
dollar in a jar.
There you go.
It's just one of those days.
You didn't even have any excuse. It was only like 5 seconds after your previous talk break there.
All right. Hey, by the way, somebody's telling me that 63rd is Minnehaha. He said Minnehaha means 63rd Street in the Couve. They need to change the name of the whole damn thing to what it is, 63rd Street. It's like that. It's like that front NATO business down. Just pick a goddamn name, would you please? Jesus. It's so difficult. I talk to people that are like, especially people not from, my poor mother, you know, my mother's not really directionally, you know, she didn't have a lot of aptitude in that area. Anyway, my poor mom, I'm trying to tell her how to get her, Mom, get on front. Well, it says NATO, I know, but it's also front. You try to explain, it's just confusing. So, yeah, so apparently Minnehaha is 63rd. We're no longer going to call it Minnehaha. That's the last time I'm going to say it. We're going to call it 63rd.
No, because everybody up there knows it as Minnehaha. I lived in the Couve for years and had no clue that it was actually also 63rd. It's Minnehaha.
Yeah, but you chew tobacco. So, you know, are you really a benchmark for anything? I mean, come on. I'm sorry. Get Richard's microphone on here.
Oh, the light's broken.
That's a dollar in the jar, man.
We missed one of Richard's greatest hits.
It's not his fault. The bulb is burnt out.
There's no... more ways than one, Tim.
Yeah, there's no light over here. So, all right. Okay, we got some short here?
Yes, we do. Prosecutors say an Ohio man forced his girlfriend to marry him because he believed it would keep her from testifying against him in a criminal case. According to prosecutors, 41-year-old Gregory Hogg dragged his girlfriend, 43-year-old... Cheryl Skaggs, from her apartment. He allegedly beat her, threatened to kill her, and then made her marry him.
I'd like to see the newspaper article for that. Come and join Hogg and Skaggs.
Yep.
Holy matrimony, Hogg and Skaggs.
Hogg and Skaggs tomorrow on Mix 107.
That could easily be a country
Hogg
band.
And Skaggs, that's the new KWJJ.
Yeah.
It's like Ricky Skaggs' little sister and, you know, some guy related to Boss Hogg.
Hogg and Skaggs sounds like either some sort of a Danish furniture company or maybe the guy that fixes your tractor. You know?
Really dirty porn.
Yeah, exactly. Are you staying or are you going?
Can I stay?
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got no place else to go, and I know you have beer hidden here.
I do. We'll be back with beer and Richard Nunn. Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, 1080 Girls, top 5 Tim Riley Factor songs of all time, and your phone call. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. One day before Listener Party 4. Stay there. More details on the way.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.